Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
To another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. One of the ways you do that is, pay attention to what's going on around you. Get the information you need. Seriously. Right? Make sure you have the right facts. That would be cool, too. And when somebody asks you a question, or you want to respond to a question somebody's asking you, it's a no-brainer. It's a really easy one. Don't embellish. You don't need to. You can aggravate them easily, quickly. All right. Let me get back at it again. You know, sad news. I don't care whether you like. Look it. Some of you guys don't get it. These people are human beings. You may not like it, you may not like what they have to say, you may not like the way they have to say it, but they're still human beings, okay? And we found out today that Prince Charles had cancer. And whether you guys like him or not, or, you know, not like he was an evil man running around killing people all over the place. Not the way he, you know, they worked. And I know somebody would say, oh, you haven't heard of it. I don't want to hear about anything. Right? Bottom line with it is this. The man's got cancer. He's got a family. They care about him. And you need to make sure, especially my Christian friends, you know, you pray for him. I don't want him to go that way. I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I have it here somewhere. I'm trying to find it because it's, I think it's prostate cancer. Anybody else know? I mean, seriously, I would love to know. Would love to know what you know. How's that? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, there he goes. Britain King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer and is undergoing treatment. Now, that's according to a statement released Monday by Buckingham Palace. Doesn't detail what type of cancer the king has. Not that you need to know. Now, Charles is postponing public-facing duties while he undergoes treatment. But otherwise, he'll continue his state business and official paperwork and statements that Charles looks forward to returning to public life. He was discharged from the hospital a week ago, a statement made January 17th, announcing the procedure for the king's enlarged prostate. That's something you want blasted all over the place, isn't it? He's 75 years old. You know, I always felt bad for him. Not that I wanted him to be the king. But I always felt bad for him, because the poor guy, he had waited all those years to be king, and now he gets it, what, at 75? Right, something like that? So just kind of funny. And I do appreciate, again, the position he's in. You should, too. You don't know what it's like to be in that position. I don't think the guy's that bright. But I'm not the king. I don't own everything he owns either, right? Anyway, 855-ROBE-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, yes, yes. I get it. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. But you shouldn't, we should wish. We really should wish nasties on anybody, no matter who they are. All right, what do we got going on here? Joey, do you want to talk about Joey B's crazy stuff he's got going on? I mean, come on, you can't be serious here. When you see what he, truly, when you see what he's got going on, you're trying to figure out, can he really pull this off? If he gets elected again, I don't know about you guys, if he gets elected again, I'm going to be totally lost with this. I don't get how. I heard today that, you know, when he won the primary, some of the people that were interviewed, they started talking about all his successes, and I'm thinking, are you for real? Seriously? Those aren't successes. Those aren't even his successes. And, you know, they're talking about how great the economy is. I mean, what bubble are you living in? Or what, I should say, drug-induced coma are you living in to believe that? I don't understand. You have to give real numbers. I mean, I know, we hear about the stock market, an all-time high. It's been climbing forever, and every time it rises past a certain point, it's an all-time high. Don't you understand that? So, don't give him the credit. Don't give anybody, an all-time high. Now, if it's climbing like crazy, if it's skyrocketing, that's a whole different story. And I get it. But don't give him credit for things that are natural and normal. Pro-lifers face 11 years in the federal penitentiary for praying. I'm going to bring this up with Brad Dacus from PJI tomorrow. I want to hear what he has to say about it. Because, again, inside, yes, outside, they shouldn't have been bothered, right? And that shows you how some people will spin the story. Just like they did about Pastor Jack Hibbs. If you didn't catch that story from the other night, I was talking to you about how one group spun him opening prayer at the Congress one way, and another group spun it a different way. One made him look godly, one made him look like a hater, of course. When we come back, New York City Mayor praises his chocolate staff while comparing himself to Jesus. Wow. All right, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
I'm back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's what I always say to you. I want you to be part of the solution. I want you to get information. I want you to be part of the solution. So you know what's going on. And you'd be surprised at how many people you can turn if you do it in a non-accusatory way. If you help people get the information they need. Seriously. Right? All right, 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Just seriously, just get involved. Make a difference. It's not that hard to do. You don't even, you really don't even have to work hard at it. It really is that easy. All right. God bless. The New York City, Eric Adams, he defended himself against critics by comparing himself to Jesus. He praised the diversity of his chocolate staff. Now, how can you be a diverse staff if you're all chocolate? You know what I'm saying? You know, and the thing behind it is he considers himself like Jesus because of the compassion he has for people, how he's trying to help people. I got news for him. He needs to read the Bible. Yeah, Jesus was compassionate. He loved you. He wanted what was better for you. But he also made you work. If a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. I mean, it's that simple. Go read how Christ felt about helping the people out. Jesus never said, hey, go raid the treasury of the Romans that come back here and feed the needy. Not once. What did he say? He wanted them to do it. You go feed the needy. You go take care of the poor. You go take care of the sick. You go take care of the widows and the orphans. Right? Anyway, I wish people don't even study the Bible when they use the Bible against you. I just find that so amazing. I'm surprised their tongue doesn't catch on fire. Just got to say. The Representative Justin Jones, a communist Democrat from Tennessee. He's open about where he comes from. He really brought some great shame on himself. He declined to lead the chamber in the recitation. Instead, House Minority Leader Karen Camper led the pledge while Jones pitched a fit on the House floor. He's pitching a fit while they're doing the Pledge of Allegiance, but he doesn't understand. It's his election, the reason he could be elected, the reason he has the freedoms he had, the reason he could do what he did without being taken out back and shot like they would in other countries, is because of that flag, what it stands for, what that Constitution stands for. They just keep forgetting that. They don't care about that. And this is exactly what woke indoctrination in our schools and colleges looks like. According to State Rep. Jody Barrett, she said the ignorance and utter disrespect for the sacrifices of the men and women who served and continue to serve in defense of the flag. Right? And the nation it represents. I mean, what do they think they're doing in those houses? Really? What do they think their job is, if you would? Are they supposed to turn the country more socialist? Do they really believe that that's their goal? That's what they should be doing? That the Constitution doesn't apply to them? I would venture to say at this point in time that over 90% of the people in Congress, the people at these state houses, couldn't pass a simple constitutional test. And I mean simple. Does not take 3 hours to study the Constitution. Doesn't take 3 hours to read it. One angry Tennessean wrote, never thought I'd see it happening in Tennessee, but cancer does spread. This type of behavior that in every state now. He's right. But where does it come from? What did you let happen? You've let the education system indoctrinate your kids. You let your education system be filled with people on the left, professors on the left, professors who feel that socialism and even communism to a degree is much better than capitalism, which is really funny because, again, they take advantage of capitalism on a daily, minute-by-minute basis. Right? Look around them. What are they doing? What are they buying? What are they got a job. Government's not telling them where they can live, what job they had to have. Really? One guy wrote that this guy's an absolutely piece of trash, utterly unbecoming of the honor of the office he currently holds. If an elected representative can't pledge allegiance to Old Glory, right, agree to uphold, not just that, but agreeing to uphold the Constitution as written. You know, what's funny is it just came to me. They were so upset about the process being challenged. They wanted to use the Constitution as the reason they were able to do what they could do on January 6th to take those January 6th people down. What makes this different? They're just, maybe they're not doing it by smashing a window. But you start getting people in there who don't believe the Constitution is the final word, right? That don't believe in the pledging allegiance to the country and a flag, only to their party or their ideology. What do you think's going to happen? Let that sink in for a minute. You think it's okay and it's kind of cute. And when there was one or two of them, it might have been cute. But no. The more of them that get in there, they sell each other on these ideas. And they're dangerous. Extremely dangerous. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You need to make sure your kids know the truth. I've been saying this for years on the show. You might be the only one that ever is the one that's going to teach them the truth about these things. Not only know the Constitution, some of you think you know it. Go study. Study the journals that were written as they were arguing points on the Constitution. Some of you anti-gunners are ones that think that our founding fathers only want the militia to have guns. You should read the writings of that day when they were pounding out the Second Amendment. You would be surprised. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA News update. Republicans say they will block the Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid package. That's according to House Speaker Mike Johnson. He says the legislation aimed at addressing the border catastrophe would be rejected in the House. The proposal includes laws to revise immigration regulations, but critics argue it falls short. The flood watch covering San Diego County has been extended until 10 Tuesday night, courtesy of the latest storm making its gradual descent from other regions of Southern California into San Diego.
The Pacific jet stream is pushing all this moisture and atmospheric river into our region. So this will be a slow-moving, prolonged period of rain.
Alex Tardy with the National Weather Service. King Charles has received a cancer diagnosis, but Buckingham Palace is keeping details about the type and prognosis under wraps. However, they did mention the 75-year-old commenced regular treatments Monday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Jonas here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be you. Just be part of the solution. I'm sorry, I'm laughing because somebody sent me a picture or a link with a comment on it, and I think it's perfect for the day. So, a couple of people showed up, what is it, at the Grammys, red carpet. And I guess now what's happening is it's the least amount of clothes you can wear, the most skin you can show makes you special or something, or I don't get it. No, in all sincerity, I mean, anybody can show a lot of skin, right? And some of you right now are saying, well, yeah, but can you pull it off? Do you have the body to pull it off? Okay, but again, any good-looking person, or good-looking female in this case, because they're all females there, right? The less clothes you wear, it makes it more exciting or something? Seriously. The Grammys red carpet did disappoint when it came to the risque fashion. Miley Cyrus, there's a shock, led the pack with her see-through, barely there, gold mesh dress, paired with sky-high heels and hair in heels. Now, I don't care who the dress was designed by, but she was looking for a 1996 look. I don't remember seeing anybody in 1996 dressed like this. I'm sorry. She switched her look twice, once inside, first to the black halter. Yeah, nobody believes I'm doing this. But you look at what they're wearing, there's nothing there. I mean, literally nothing there. But they want you to look at them, really? That's it? Gone. Doja Cat, she wore a super sheer dress. No, she wore, what do you want to call this? So see-through, it almost doesn't exist. barely covered her chest, showing off her many, many tattoos. I realize that's exciting, apparently temporary, including ink spelling out the name of the dress designer on her forehead. Wow. The paint, the town red singer accessorized the look with black frame glasses. Now, I know you, a bunch of you are going to go crazy, but like I said, I wouldn't want my daughter watching this stuff. Right? She would hold these people in high esteem. She would want to be like them. I don't want her dressed like that. I don't want her putting it out there like that. Heidi Klum wore a gown comprised of a black bra top. Ooh, yeah, of course. Silver accents and a sheer cutout at the torso and a black skirt. I mean, I'm looking at this thing thinking, frankly, kind of looks like a towel and a black underbra. The guy probably charged like, you know, $16 million for it. Chrissy Teigen and her husband John Legend walked the carpet with Teigen wearing a mini dress with a skirt shaped like a flower. How exciting. Anyway, I don't care about any of these things. What I cared about, what I thought was interesting, again, it was almost like the less the better. Right? I think Kelly Osbourne was the only one that had the most amount of clothes on. Let that one sink in for a second. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're actually spending with us. A drone attack late Sunday evening struck a military base in eastern Syria where U.S. troops are stationed. Left at least 6 allied Kurdish soldiers dead. Now, the attack had a training ground at Al Omar base in Syria. The U.S.-backed Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces said Monday, according to the statement, the drone attack struck an area where the forces commando units were being drained. Now, see, we should have turned around right away without taking a second breath and let them know how we felt about it. Seriously. The strike was the first significant attack in Syria or Iraq since the U.S. launched strikes over the weekend against Iran-backed militias. Now, militia fighters have been carrying out assaults on U.S. forces. Well, then take them out. You've got the equipment to make it happen. Take them out. The Houthis have already said they're going to up their attacks. They're going to come at you even more. What are you waiting for, to have them carry it out? I mean, you've heard over and over and over again, the people used to be, you know, Obama consultants. They've said over and over and over again that Joe Biden has no clue to what he's doing in the Middle East. He has pretty much gotten every one of his decisions wrong. The Sunday strikes also came a day after U.S. and Britain launched a wave of strikes against 36 Houthi targets. Hit them again. Hit them every single day. Right? Until they figure it out that we're not going to give up, that we're not going anywhere. And they vowed escalation. All right, so they've already told you they're coming for you. What are you waiting for? One Houthi spokesman said, they're ineffective. We predicted a wider war within the U.S. presence in the region. If the regional war breaks out, it equals to the end of U.S., you know, in the region. The Islamic resistance was responsible for the January drone attack. We know it. What are we waiting for? You know, funny thing about it is when you wait that long to go after them, you give them time to regroup. You gave them time for their leaders to leave the area that they knew you were going to go after. And frankly, with this administration, I wouldn't doubt that they called them and told them what they were going to do. Just amazing. You've got groups out there in the Middle East that have been attacking all our bases in one way or another, with the drones and airplanes and even other fighters. Just crazy. All right. Bidenomics. It's now falling flat everywhere. Trump is taking a huge lead in the new poll, which I get. Don't you really? Seriously. I wish you guys could really get away from your whole, you know, Biden at any cost kind of thing and really look at what's going on. Seriously. Right now, securing the border, 22% of Americans think that Biden can do it and do a great job. 57% believe that Trump can, and Trump can do a great job. Same thing with dealing with crime, dealing with the economy, everything. Trump's in the 50s, Joey B's in the 20s. This is a 30-point lead. Anybody figure this out? 23% of the population doesn't believe that Joe Biden has the mental capacity to do it. 46% believe that Trump has the mental capacity to do it. I mean, this guy can't even figure out what podium he's at, where he needs to go, who he's talking to. And frankly, the fact that he's talking to dead people gives me a, you know, little pause, don't you think? I hope it give you one too, right? So this is where George Washington was right. You make it so that your party became more important than the country. It's not good. Not right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. McDonald's CEO says the fast food chain will focus on affordability amid the recent, he had some menu hikes. Right? There was an $18 Big Mac combo. Anybody surprised? Okay, you got minimum wage rising like crazy. Cost for gasoline, cost for natural gas, cost for food, cost for transportation. Everything is going up. If it goes up an average of 30 or 40%, what are you supposed to do with the food? Eat it? I mean, eat the extra cost? Right? They did make an increase on the food, and they watched their dollars dip. Gee, surprise, shocked, wonderment. They should know better. You know, people go to McDonald's, they go to Burger King, they go to these places because it's cheap food fast. Not necessarily good food, but cheap food fast. A lot of people don't have a whole bunch of money to feed their families off this food. We'll be back in a little bit. You're listening to Joe Messina's show. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe is your host.
Well, the Eagles are flying. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. If you hear that in the background, that's the sound of arcs being built up and down the coast of California. Yeah. Rain. Got quite a bit of it. More than we're used to getting, you know? And hopefully this time we'll catch more of it than we did last time. Somehow we can't seem... We can't seem to catch any of it. I don't know why, but we can't seem to catch any of it. It's ridiculous, right? Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the solution. Well, you want to be part of the solution. I'm talking about McDonald's, their new, like, $18 billion hamburger, which is really funny because, you know, I'm... Go to Burger King most of the time. I like flame broiled, what can I tell you? But I go there, I never walk away without paying like $18, $19, $20, $22 or something. Right? Now, go to the 2024, CEO of McDonald's said he's going to work on trying to make the meals more affordable. The problem he's got stockholders that are looking for X amount of return on their dollars. Why leave their dollars there if they're not going to make the money they're expected to make, right? Some global same-store sales grew by 3.4%, short of the 4.7% that was expected by Wall Street. Also, some low-income customers have stopped patronizing the chain because of, what is that word? I see it all the time. Oh, inflation. Eating at home has become more affordable. That wasn't always the case. The battleground is certainly with the low-income consumer. I told you that earlier. This is what these places were for. Look, nobody's getting a car and burger in Beverly Hills, California, and driving into downtown L.A. to get a cheeseburger from McDonald's. No slight to McDonald's. And you know, prices of McDonald's are still expected to increase. They're just going to do it a little slower. And the funny thing about all this, really, honestly, how do you expect them to make any money? Maintain equipment. Right? To give raises, maintain equipment, get the insurance they need to get. Replay, I mean, just craziness how people think. Last week, a McDonald's location in Connecticut was criticized after a customer was charged $7.29 for an Egg McMuffin and $5.69 for a side of hash browns. The franchise was called out for charging $17 for a Big Mac combo. I don't know. I don't know what those prices are compared to others. I don't know what that area is like. Seriously. Anyway. You're looking around. This is my argument with some of my listeners in the past when they wanted me to stop selling cups made in China. And I said to them, okay, you're still going to buy them. They're $8 more each. So you're going to be willing to put up with the pain, too. I'll order them from there. That's not the issue. The issue with a lot of us is that will you buy them? Will you pay for them? Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. My Orcas. Well, he's always been in the hot seat. There's something about that guy. Just the look he gives you, the way he talks at you, makes it so you don't trust him. So the Republican-led House Rules Committee voted today, 8-4, to send an impeachment case against Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas to a full chamber for a vote. Now, a vote in the Articles of Impeachment in the House, which Republicans hold by a slim margin, could be early next week. I hope they've taken a pulse. Who wants to fight it? Who wants to deal with it? Because, you see, you won't make it out of the Senate. Not enough votes. They should count the votes ahead of time. They should know what they've got before they go wasting time, money, and aggravation. Seriously. If the vote goes through, Mayorkas would be the first cabinet official impeached in nearly 150 years. The impeachment articles charge that Mayorkas refused to comply with federal immigration laws. You know, amid a record surge of migrants at the southern border. He breached the public trust. He's broken the law. He refuses to stand up to the Constitution or stand for the Constitution. And the Secretary's supporters repeatedly say that what's happening is part of a worldwide phenomenon of people on the move seeking a better way of life. But we have laws. We have them for a reason. Some of these people, not all these people are coming here for a better way of life, buddy. Do some checking. Now, he wants more resources for immigration so he can welcome all these people in. That's not fair. That's not right. Secretary has called the Republican charges against him politically motivated. Completely baseless. Can anybody tell me how he can say with a straight face that he has followed the law, the border secure, and, when before he got into his position, Donald Trump was president, there were what, 12,000 border crossings a week, something ridiculous like that. And he's having 200 plus thousand a month. How do you say, I'm just curious, how do you say you've got it safe? I don't know how you do that. First of all, I don't know how you do that with a straight face. Come on, think it through. I wish somebody would at least send me an email, tell me how that works. But I sure as heck don't get it. So let me see, you got 12,000, 15,000 a week coming through under one administration. They put up a wall. They gave border people all kinds of power. Next administration comes in, tears down the obstacles put up by the previous administration, tells you that they've got it right, you've got it wrong, and that it's now safer, yet they have 200,000 plus coming through every month. How does that work again? Seriously, how does it work? And people will defend him, say, yeah, he's doing his job. How? Where was I? Oh, yeah. You know, again, I hope they do impeach him. It will go nowhere. Right? Because he said there's going to be a trial in the Senate. And I think what's happening here, too, to a big degree, is you're going to have a trial in the Senate so people can see what's going on. A lot of people, you know, they watch those kind of things. They want to know what's happening, you know, in those areas, and they'll find out what's happening. So someone just sent me an article on King Charles's cancer diagnosis. And not to make it political, but, you know, it's sad for the family, again. But according to Neil expert, royal expert Neil Sean, that this could lead to some trouble for the royal family. Now, Sean has well over 20 years of experience covering the royal family. He was guest at the story with Martha McCallum earlier, where he pointed out that the royal family has been very tied up these past several weeks. It's a difficult bit because, obviously, the Prince of Wales, Catherine, is incapacitated and recovering herself. Sean said Kate Middleton's recent abdominal surgery that she'll need time to recoup. Then you have Prince William, who's also on daddy duties because mommy just had surgery. Now you're going to see the Duke and the Duchess of Edinburgh. And, of course, the Princess Royal. But it does leave the royals very thin on the ground. So William, Prince Edward, the Duke of Edinburgh, and the Princess Royal, the Queen Camilla, all make up four counselors of the state in place if the king becomes incapacitated. Now, Sean said this time for Camilla is difficult because she likely needs to step away from her royal duties to aid Charles in his recovery. You know, so they can't be out and about. I mean, I hate to say it this way, okay. They have sick family members. Help the family members get better. I don't understand why this is an issue. Actually, I don't even understand why I'm doing the story. Who sent this to me? I'm a little under the weather, so I'm not keeping up that well. Rosa Parks, Jackie Robinson, MLK Jr., and other famous figures remembered during Black History Month. I agree. I think these people deserve honor. I think you should talk to your grandsons, your sons, your daughters, your grandsons, your nieces, your nephews, your aunts, your uncles, whoever. So they understand. They understand. I mean, Black history is American history. Let's not get crazy about this. I'm not going to. But let them know the accomplishments of the Black community. Because all they ever hear, usually, is the negatives about the Black community. It's not acceptable. It's not right. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us. I'm Joe Messina, your host. A lot coming up over the next few days. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.